This comment says, you are instilling the rules now, saying no contact. If that's what you need, then both contributing to the family plan will help boundaries. That is false. I am not preventing the co-parent from respecting boundaries or contributing to the family plan. The fact of the matter is that there is a court order in place saying that this Talking Parents app is the avenue that we should have been down because of the level of conflict in the relationship. Let's talk about other situations in which no contact is actually helpful and beneficial to the relationship and the children. Millions of parents out there are struggling leaving DV situations. In DV situations, some of the parents encounter stalking, harassing phone calls, harassing text messages, threatening phone calls. Saying no contact is a way of personally setting a boundary. It gives you the power over the situation. A lot of parents are going through, male and female, are going through these DV situations through the family court. If a parent is constantly reaching out to you via harassing phone calls, harassing text messages, making false allegations, saying that you had these conversations in person or on the phone that you didn't have, then how is that helpful to the parent experiencing the violence, the abuse, the allegations, the threats, the harm? It's not. In fact, documentation is the best way to help set these boundaries. This commenter is implying that I stole this person's confidence because I was the main decision maker, and that he needs to be able to contribute to the plan as well, because that is why he's acting the way that he's acting. In all actuality, this person and these type of people have had a history of these behaviors. Now, me speaking about my experience is only bringing enlightenment to this type of situation. The fact that there are millions of parents going through harassing, stalking, and threatening on a daily basis is a very sad but real situation that not many people are talking about. High conflict co-parenting situations do not arise from parents that are able to properly communicate in the relationship and out of the relationship. The harsh reality is that high conflict co-parenting situations arise due to DV situations a majority of the time. Situations that can lead to high conflict co-parenting situations are just immaturity in general. However, a lot of high conflict co-parenting situations are because of DV. I do not want to ignore all of the nuances when it comes to the reality of these situations, because the reality is not good. The reality is harsh, as I said. The reality is that family court cases are majority high conflict co-parenting situations. A majority of parents do not go to family court if they are able to contribute to the parenting plan respectfully and responsibly and communicate in a manner that is beneficial to every party involved. All of the statistics that you will find show that high conflict co-parenting situations are why the courts are flooded. Some good parenting situations might need the court's help to work out some arguments, but they do not spend a majority of their time in family court. High conflict co-parenting situations, however, do. They take up a lot of the court system when it comes to family court. Being able to communicate and contribute to the family plan will not help enforce boundaries if the other parent does not respect your well-being, mental health, physical health, and all of it in order to respect those boundaries in the first place. One parent does not take the power of contributing to the family plan, especially in a joint custody or a 50-50 situation. The reality is, we both have the power to ask the court to help us and go through mediation. But a lot of the parents in high conflict co-parenting situations try, don't get help, or set up a parenting plan and it gets ignored anyway. Assuming that one parent has all of the power is only harming the co-parenting community. High conflict co-parenting has so many myths, and this is probably one of them. Again, this commenter has left other comments saying that it's a lack of confidence that is causing him to respect the boundaries. I do not control his confidence. I do not control the respect of the other co-parent, and neither do you. As a co-parent, we face many struggles, especially if we are in a high conflict co-parenting situation. We already worry about trying to establish a parenting plan. And then we have to worry about if the other co-parent is going to follow the co-parenting plan. Just because you have a plan in place does not mean that they will follow those boundaries. A lack of confidence does not contribute to a lack of boundaries in my eyes. Maybe there's some more mental health behind that I'm just missing, but I think that this comment and this commenter has a misled bias. I think, in my opinion, that this commenter is saying that I am the issue because I had more control in the relationship, when in reality, we've been separated longer than we were together. So, parental alienation or just outright being a dick. We will cover any topic relating to co-parenting relationships, raising responsible children. Welcome to Co-Parenting Should Be Easy. Please comment any topics that you would like to see discussed in the episode. Stay tuned for weekly episodes. Thank you. There's no way that contributing to the family plan equals boundaries. That doesn't make sense. So the reason why I installed the no contact rule is because of the weird communications that I was getting. Either they weren't communicating with me in regards to the children as they should have, or they were being harassing, abusive, aggressive, whatever you want to label it, on the phone. I was not able to have a very civil conversation with this co-parent on the phone, regardless of how much I tried. No, I was not the lead decision maker when it came to the children. In fact, I tried very hard to make sure that both parties were always involved in the decision making. Communication is kind of important to me, which is why I kind of involve my whole channel around communicating properly. Part of cutting off the other co-parent was to minimize the mental load, as people would say now. The mental damage caused by some of these conversations, whether it was via text or via phone, and then not being able to provide that conversation to the court, was damaging. So many conversations that were had either in person or on the phone or via text were ignored by the court system. That is the harsh reality. So I told my co-parent, do not contact me unless it is in this court-ordered app. Again, that does not minimize the communication issues. That only provides a safe space to communicate for both parties in case there are harassing text messages. This provides the court for what they require as evidence instead of having phone conversations, in-person conversations, and text messages even considered hearsay in some family court systems. Of course, in person and phone conversations would be considered hearsay, but finding that even text messages were unprovable because they could have been faked was so outrageous to me. And you can't really get court records of text messages from like the phone companies like everybody thinks in the shows. That is a big misconception. Most of the time, they don't have your records. They don't keep them for some reason. Especially if you are not on a big plan. Even if you are on a big plan, it is very hard to get those records. I talked to phone companies. That's how I know all of this information. And if you don't believe me, go call your local AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, whatever store you have nearby. Cricket, doesn't matter. Go call them. Most of the time, they'll tell you that the text messages are gone. And the phone records, gone. So back to the whole point. Because I'm not stopping him from contributing to the family plan. That is on his side via court. It is not a lack of confidence because I am controlling. That actually is where this whole comment thing goes. This person is trying to imply that I am controlling and I took this from him and I took that from him. Therefore, he is being disrespectful, being, aggressive. I'll say the word aggressive instead of the AB word. And breaking boundaries. That is a big myth and it's a big misconception. I'm here to say that's BS. You know why? Because DV situations are real. People leave DV situations all of the time and they have to deal with harassing text messages and phone calls. Setting these boundaries or contributing to the parenting plan isn't going to enable the other parent to respect you, your boundaries, your safety, your wants, your needs, anything. No matter the type of conversation that I was trying to have with my co-parent, it would always digress into name calling or some sort of aggressive action that would end up leaving me in hysterics. So I chose to eliminate that. I chose to only have it in text message. This person's argument for, or Talking Parents app technically, which is via text. This person's argument is that you can't hear the tone. I don't need to hear the tone when it's a professional style email. I can set the tone by using certain words that are positive, right? So if you can do that in an email, you can do that in a Talking Parents message. The fact of the matter is that DV situations, aggressive co-parents, and all of this has so many nuances that you are making blaming comments. And you say that you're not, but you actually are. If you look at the type of comments that you've left, you've made it seem like I am controlling and I am doing all of this behavior. In all actuality, you are ignoring the fact that certain situations are not necessarily pleasant when it comes to the co-parenting world. Not every co-parent is blessed with a relationship that ended in a good standing, good enough standing, to be able to put aside your feelings and just co-parent. Sometimes co-parents are blessed with high conflict co-parenting situations that lead to behaviors that are associated with certain disorders or that are just unsavory or mean to begin with. The matter is, I did not bring this upon myself. I was not the main decision maker. And you don't know anything about my situation, but you are making countless assumptions based on the fact that I said no contact. No contact means I am not going to sit there and chat, as you said in one of your comments, with my ex-co-parent. That is not my intention, nor has that ever been. I try to be friendly after the, you know, initial breakup in the first 6 months. After court happened, that was not able to be had. We really tried for the first, well, I really tried for the first 4 years. There was a lot of hardships in that I went through. However, do not ignore the fact that every co-parenting situation is not the same. And sometimes what is best for every party involved is to not have harassing phone calls every day. But that's just me. What does everybody else think?
As a parent stuck in a high conflict co-parenting situation, I actually understand that texts are the best course of action in order to put my children first. It is not healthy for the children to witness their parents arguing on the phone. Because either way, they're supposed to be around the parent, whether they're at my house or whether they're at his house. If we are arguing on the phone, most likely we are arguing around the children. And you wanted to talk about parenting plans and co-parenting strategies. For high conflict co-parents, we have to document everything. Because everything that we say will either get twisted or misused. Therefore, cell phone conversations are not advised by lawyers, judges, or parents in the thick of it. You know why? Because once a phone conversation or a physical conversation is undocumented, it becomes hearsay. That parent can then twist the conversation. Everything in a high conflict co-parenting situation, sadly, needs to be in writing. We are giving information about the children in a very professional manner. We are talking about emails that would be sent to your boss. Because in all actuality, I'm not sitting there chatting with my co-parent. I am in a high conflict co-parenting situation, and a lot of parents in high conflict co-parenting situations aren't sitting there having casual conversations with their exes. That's a good co-parenting situation. If you are able to chat with your co-parent via text or phone conversations, then you are not in a high conflict co-parenting situation where there are court orders, parenting plans that are not being followed anyway, and the lack of documentation can actually bite good parents in the rear. Accusations of abuse and all of these other things have been part of verbal conversations. And then when you don't have the documentation, you can't submit any evidence to court because it was a phone conversation. And in a lot of states, it is illegal to record phone conversations. Or Talking Parents does allow the parents to record their conversations, but both parents need to pay for the app and like the upgrade version, not just the basic version. So if both parents are paying for the app, they're both consenting to be recorded via every conversation. When you talk about parenting plans and parenting strategies for co-parenting, you're not talking about the high conflict co-parenting situations. You're talking about the co-parents that are trying to actually make co-parenting work. You are talking about the parents that are trying to co-parent and be friends. That is not high conflict co-parenting situations. As most parents in high conflict co-parenting situations have or should, to only communicate via that app. Please be more aware of the type of situations that these parents are talking about before leaving these type of comments. These type of comments are very disturbing and they can be very judgmental. You're trying to tell me that I didn't put my children first. Yes, I did. I made all of the choices to set boundaries to be mentally healthy and get away from the conflict or minimize the conflict as much as humanly possible. And that doesn't mean that it has gone away. because now it's just translated into the Talking Parents app, which is actually more beneficial because now I can download those and submit those to the proper authorities when those times comes. However, those conversations via phone, they weren't getting anybody anywhere. And my recommendation to parents in high conflict co-parenting situations like mine, please, please go to a parenting app like Talking Parents, Family Wizard. Talking Parents is free, but I downloaded the actual app, so I think I pay $5 a month for it. But it is a good resource. And a lot of family courts actually mandate it, like mine. We're going against the court order because it was more convenient for him, even though I multiple times stated, please, only communicate via that app. It would still go, like my boundary would still be broken. Which is why I made that video about weird communication and what you should do. Documentation is very, very, very important. And those Talking Parents apps or Family Wizard are more accepted by courts because they are mandated by courts. It's easier for them to read, it's easier for them to accept, and it's timestamped, dated, and documented on who is sending what. So that validates the evidence. So I hope that helps. If you like this video, please do give me a little follow button. I'm trying to build my account back up. Thank you and have a wonderful day. Thanks for leaving this comment. It shows that people don't understand high conflict co-parenting situations in their entirety, but I'm here to explain it.
This will be a part of my podcast. If you guys want to listen to my podcast, I will have it on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, and any other platform that you might listen to podcasts. My podcast is Co-Parenting Should Be Easy. Co-parenting has a hyphen, and it's easy spelled out. If you guys want to follow me, please give me a little like and subscribe or follow or whatever it is on whatever platform. Thank you, and have a wonderful day. And if you are listening on my podcast, please like, download, and share to family members that might find this beneficial. It really helps me out a lot. Thanks, guys. Have a wonderful day.